I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. Far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word. Check the vibe, y'all.
Once again, on Yubjump Music, on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Taos Freeform Radio. On time is early, they say, and that's how it feels today, because usually we get a little bit late start due to circumstances beyond the DJ's control. But starting on time today, still really not used to the automation situation that is happening here. But one thing that I just want to say for the record, which I feel like is going to be a thematic point of this hour, is that I don't think it's necessary as a, for lack of a better term, civilian member of the radio population to send out mass emails berating other DJs for being confused when technical operations are broken. That sounds like a problem that you can take up with the ops department, if anyone, but when the ops department is putting out educational materials and reminders already, we really don't need kind of mean-spirited emails. And I just want to say that, you know, journal, talk about it with your friends, but, you know, heavy is the head that is the member of the 100-plus people email, mass email list. With great power comes great responsibility. So think before you do that, and that's my 2 cents on the issue. All right. Well, we're already getting into it today, and I think we're just going to get further deep into it. I had kind of a playlist made for this day, and then I remade some of it because yesterday I was listening to a program on a freeform station out of Portland, Oregon, KFFP, Portland Freeform, and from my dear friend Sarah, who, former WMFO member and my co-host of many years, now has a show out of Portland, 2 hours, by the way, so listen, and it's her first, you know, time doing it, so they only gave her 2 hours, so pretty big deal. But I was inspired by some of her selections yesterday to add different songs, and if you're listening, Sarah, or anyone else who listened to her show yesterday, Gold Star Radio, by the way, I don't know if I mentioned the name, Gold Star Radio, every other Tuesday, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern time, 2 to whatever that is, Pacific. Yeah, I was listening to it, and I stole some of the songs. So, well, I didn't steal the songs. I was inspired by artists and by songs that she played, and I played either the same artist or covers of the same song, or original versions of the same song. You will have to guess what I'm talking about. Regardless, this song was not one that I lifted wholesale from someone else or their DJ set. And it's a song, very exciting. I guess it's the closest thing I have to a new release today. It's off of Horizon Limited by the Lijado Sisters. And if you don't know who the Lijado Sisters are, just look them up and listen to Horizon Unlimited. Recently, this record was repressed, re-released in the past few months, but it seems that they're releasing compilations of previously unreleased Lijado Sisters songs. Like a quote-unquote new single just dropped last week or 2 weeks ago. So very excited to hear that because I think they're fabulous. And I especially love this record. And I did buy the repress copy, and it's like a splatter multicolored. Anyway, I've been talking for much too long. This is Orere Elegibo by the Lijado Sisters. Please enjoy.
Get out. Fight. Trouble in the streets. Watch out. Right. Jambais on the way. Get out. Fight. Trouble in the streets. Watch out. Right. Jambais out to stay.
Oh, To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace. A time you may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of peace. I swear it's not too late. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, 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 and a time to every purpose under heaven.
Trails of troubles, rows of battles, paths of victory we shall walk. The road is dusty, the road is mighty rough. Better road is waiting, the day is not far off. Trails of trouble, rows of battles. By the river, I turned my head up high. I saw that silver lining that was hanging in the sky. Well, I saw trails of trouble, rows of battles, paths of victory we shall walk. The gravel road is a bumpy, it's a harder road to ride. There's a clearer road awaiting, with the cinders on the other side. Oh, we got trails of trouble, and we got rows of battle, paths of victory we shall walk. Evening train was a-rolling, a humming of the wheels. I saw a better day as I looked across the field. Well, I saw trails of troubles, rows of battles, paths of victory we shall walk. The trail is dusty, the road is mighty rough. A good road awaiting, oh, the day is not far off. Oh, we got trails, trails of trouble, and we got our roads, roads of a battle, paths of victory we shall walk.
One, two, three, four.
See? get at bat.
Listening to now is something about John Coltrane by Ellis Coltrane and Pharoah Sanders off the album Journey in Session Dananda. It gets me every time. Let's get that a little bit. Okay. Yeah, nice. Nice. This is a numbers to think about PSA. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. A very prescient PSA. Around the same time as I was listening to the aforementioned Freeform radio show out of Portland, Oregon yesterday, a statement was released, a letter from the political prisoner Mahmoud Khalil. If you have not been following the news for some reason at all in the past year and a half of your life, a few weeks ago, maybe a week ago, Mahmoud Khalil was a student at Columbia University, a student activist, and he was arrested by Department of Homeland Security. They came into his apartment building, into his home, and arrested him without cause. There wasn't a warrant. There wasn't a crime that he was accused of. He was just taken away from his wife, who was 8 months pregnant. And he's been held in an ICE facility in Louisiana at this time. He was transported from New York to New Jersey and then to Louisiana. And for a while, his family and lawyers were unable to contact him. But while he is still being held there, he has released a statement and he released a letter yesterday. And I just wanted to share some of this letter with you as I can. As I can over the radio to everyone listening out there in Radio Land, because it really, you know, is quite powerful. And this is just a selection. I encourage you to read the whole letter. He writes, "I've always believed that my duty is not only to liberate myself from the oppressor, but also to liberate my oppressors from their hatred and fear. My unjust detention is indicative of the anti-Palestinian racism that both the Biden and Trump administrations have demonstrated over the past 16 months as the U.S. has continued to supply Israel with weapons to kill Palestinians and prevented international intervention. For decades, anti-Palestinian racism has driven efforts to expand U.S. laws and practices that are used to violently repress Palestinians, Arab Americans, and other communities. That is precisely why I'm being targeted." In a later section, he writes, "If anything, my detention is a testament to the strength of the student movement in shifting public opinion towards Palestinian liberation. Students have long been the forefront of change, leading the charge against the Vietnam War, standing on the front lines of the civil rights movement, and driving the struggle against apartheid in South Africa. Today, too, even if the public has yet to fully grasp it, it is students who steer us towards truth and justice. The Trump administration is targeting me as a part of a broader strategy to suppress dissent. Visa holders, green card carriers, and citizens alike will all be targeted for their political beliefs. In the weeks ahead, students, advocates, and elected officials must unite to defend the right to protest for Palestine. At stake are not just our voices, but the fundamental civil liberties of all. Knowing fully that this moment transcends my individual circumstances, I hope nonetheless to be free to witness the birth of my firstborn child." I feel like it's difficult to describe the levels of anger that exists in the world. I myself am not an angry person. I don't like to think of myself as an angry person, but I feel there's a difference. I played a song earlier, Turn, 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 and there's a time for an anger that is just and that is moral, and I felt affirmed reading that letter, and I felt affirmed listening to that song, thinking about that sort of righteous anger and the power that it holds in the world, that it is not just a passive thing. It is an expectation. It's a moral duty. It's a moral duty that Columbia University has failed in its allowing this to happen to one of its students, who actively sought out help from university officials in the days leading up to his arrest. It's a moral duty of Tufts University, who has also failed, maybe not to the same extreme, but in its cowardice and its actions against student activism, its continued actions against student activism, something even as mundane as painting a cannon slate gray, that is a sign of a spineless cowardice and just a lack of really any empathy or moral bearing. So that's fantastic. Even certain programs on the station, formerly, maybe currently, I'm not sure, really just spreading very, very hateful misinformation and ignorance. And I have whatever empathy I'm able to muster. I have slightly more empathy for an individual who may be led astray. As Mahmoud Khalil writes, he hopes to free those who have oppressed his people, who he has no requirement to forgive. He wants to free them from their ignorance and hatred. And I can only have the same for other individuals who really have a very dangerous way of speaking about really, really terrible things. I'd have less forgiveness for institutions and administrations who promote that kind of rhetoric, or water it down to a difference in opinion instead of a matter of life and death and a moral obligation. So I can only hope that they will learn a lesson in the actions of those defending morality. Notice how I said morality and not legality. And I'm going to play a song from Fela Kuti now before I get into real trouble.
ta egoïse. To pa fè se bè o milo malo. If you want cook soup, now what are you going to use? Tori bangbo na o mile rare o. If your head dey hot, now what are you cool? Tomo bandagba o milo malo. If your child dey grow, now what are him go use? If water kill your child, now what are you going to use?
Thank you.
we're back. I feel like in all my being here on time today, I kind of misjudged how many songs I was going to have time to play. But that's all right with me. Just before this, just Wish I Was by Kim Deal. We listened to How Can We Mend a Broken Heart, as arranged by Kahil El-Zabar, and I really enjoyed that. I kind of stumbled upon that specific arrangement situation of that song a few days ago, and I thought it really fits. Lots of long, windy, funky instrumentals today to represent the long, winding road we are all on as people. This has been Yip Jip Music on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio, and this is about to be the last song that we play today. So, please enjoy. This is Harry Nilsson.
At you.